with Sam podcast, y'all. Just talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. You don't talk about it. Be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, to be honest, listen, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. I get a chance to sit down and speak with Kira Sultanovic. She is an amazingly talented and funny comedian, actress. You've seen her in just about everything. You could check her out with her Twitter. It's Kira Comedy. IG, you guessed it, Kira Comedy. Or KiraComedy.com. She's lovely. She's awesome. And it was just a great conversation that we had on this podcast. You can check out her podcast. She has two. One is called The Kira Sultanovic Show. And the other is called Karen and Kira Can Read. Where they both podcasts are great. They both are for different things. Please check her out. If she's coming to a city near you, go to KiraComedy.com for dates. And the reason I'm kind of going through this in the intro is because we kind of talk about that in our talks. And like I said, she was just a wonderful get. And I know I didn't scratch the surface. She's welcome back anytime. She's awesome. But let's get into this podcast. First thing I wanted to do. I want to say thanks for going to SamShowNation.com, the home for everything around the Just Talking with Sam podcast. Yes, the ground zero for all things Just Talking with Sam podcast. And right there on the homepage and current promotions page, as always, there's a donate button. Hey, we give the free funny every week. If you want to give back, you're more than welcome to. You can hit that donate button. And by hitting that donate button, we put whatever you do back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. And we thank you for it. But hey, maybe you want a little bang for your buck. Maybe you want to show your love. You can always go to SamShowNation.com and you can hit that store link. And by hitting the store link, you could check out a lot of your swag, a lot of our stuff that we have, whether that be t-shirts, whether that be hats, whether that be stickers. There's some stickers there. Everything that we got that you want to show your love for your favorite podcast throughout your daily life, you can go ahead and do that right there at the Just Talk with Sam store. Honestly, it's like the fourth best way to help this podcast. You could do that. And tell a friend. Speaking of podcasts, you can always go to SamShowNation.com. You get that podcast link. And hitting the podcast link, you can catch up on everything related to Just Talk with Sam podcast if you need to catch up. Also, however you listen to podcasts, we're on different platforms, whether that be Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Play, good old RSS, and iTunes. You can always go to iTunes, check out, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. You can tell us about the ones you like the best, ones you like, you know, give a quick 5 stars, tell us what we need to improve on, give us a quick 5 stars, and you can just do right there. We love reading that, and we love hearing the feedback from the listeners. So go ahead, you can check us out right there on iTunes. We got a few sponsors this week, and then we're going to jump into the greatness that is Miss Kira Sultanovic. Very funny, man, we'll get into that. But first, our sponsors. First sponsors, good folks at Reebok Classic. Well, just plain Reebok. Reebok wants you to live with fire. Now, it's been a lot going on. People are working out. People are getting themselves together. Or the snow's clearing up and you want to look good. Reebok got you covered. Because Reebok has a 25% off site-wide sale. If you go through SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Reebok Classic Live with Fire link on the current promotions page. And you can jump into their President's Day sale. With the promo code FEB25. That is FEB25. You can save 25% off everything, everything on the Reebok site. So maybe you want to stockpile, maybe you're working out, maybe you need some workout gear, maybe you need some new shoes, maybe you're styling profiling, maybe you want to do some CrossFit. Go ahead, you can do that with Reebok. And if you were wondering, they still have the promotion still going on. What is it? 20% off for two items, 30% off for three items, 40% off for four items during the month of February. But what you have to do, whenever you go through SamShowNation.com, you hit that Reebok link at checkout or whatever you get to get on the 20, 30, 40, put in the promo code SAVEMORE at checkout. SAVEMORE at checkout. Now, you want to hurry up because there's a limited time only on both of these specials. So, what you want to do, you want to go ahead, get it sooner. You want to break down, have some classic Reeboks. You can do all of that via SamShowNation.com. Click that Reebok link, save more, and Feb 20. Feb 25. Next sponsor is good folks at Walmart. Look. Walmart has a lot of great things, and they got a new one for you this week. Walmart now has meal kits. Yes, you want to eat right, you want to get stuff together, you want to have specially prepared food, whether that be farm crates, specialty food boxes for what you like, whether that be snack boxes, farm crates, sweets, healthy, they got you covered for whatever you need. Pre-prepared meals, because you know we get into that you know, the whole wellness angle. I like what I like, we want to do that. Walmart has you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com under the current promotions link and hit that Walmart meal kits and more link. No subscription required, and you could pick whether that, if you're a seafood person, maybe a salmon, maybe you want to set up two or three meals a week so you can get this done. They got you covered. A lot of different stuff for whatever your needs are. Maybe you like takeout. Maybe you like Indian chicken. Maybe you like Argentino empanadas. Maybe you like German beer garden spratzel. Yes, they have that. Maybe you just plain, let's just cut it. I like this one. I like Korean barbecue. And they have a meal kit for you right there via Walmart. For whatever your life requires, they have it right there for whatever part of the world. If you want to go international, they got it with specialty meal kits. So go to SamShowNation.com. Click the meal kits and more link. And you could get the Home Chef by Walmart. The Home Chef meal kits. And make yourself. Some of the joys of doing this is cooking for other people. I've been inside, you know, for the winter. And I've been using the Walmart meal kits to cook for my family. We're doing some new stuff, and you get to spice things up, no pun intended. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click the Walmart link, get some meal kits and more, no subscription required. Go ahead, you can change it up on the fly. And, you know, get some cooking going. Go ahead, cook. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, Amazon.com has everything that you need. But one thing I think my guests would appreciate, if you go to Amazon.com, go to SamShowNation.com, click the banner on the homepage and current promotions page for Amazon. You can type in Kirill Sultanovich. And by putting in Kirill Sultanovich, you can find a litany of a lot of projects she was in. that was her special, You Did This To Me. Her other special, Here Comes Trouble, whether that be You Want to Go Through Some of Her Stuff, we talked about the Nick Mom Out, Girls Behaving Badly, she's all there, and she's all funny. So here's what we're going to do. I went through Amazon, I bought a clip, we're going to get this clip from Amazon, then the next voices you'll hear is me and Miss Kira Sultanovich talking about all things Kira Sultanovich. See you in a few.
I had a baby 10 months ago. Yay! Yay! And I still look a little bit pregnant. And guess what fun thing happened recently? I was at the grocery store and a nice old lady reached her hand. Yes, in slow motion. I was watching her. I was like, no. And as she reached down, she said, when are you due? And then patted my tummy full of bad choices and pizza and cheeseburgers and chocolate. Like, patted it like there was a baby inside. She was like, Now, I am not a regular person. So I could have just let her off the hook and said, oh, no, I already had my miracle a few months ago. But this is my second kid, so I'm angry and I'm exhausted. So I looked at her and I was like, I'm not pregnant. And then I took it a step further. And I said, and the doctors don't know what it is. And my husband did something you only see in cartoons. He did this. He went, beep. He just excused himself from that conversation. I realized when I became a parent how little my crazy Soviet parents actually cared about me. That's what you learn when you become a parent. All this stuff comes out. We found out that our 5-year-old has the peanut allergy, right? Right? Terrible. It's awful. So I called my mom in a panic. And I said, Mom, I need to know, when I was little, did I have any allergies back in Russia? Did I have any allergies? And she said, who knows? What do you mean, who knows? You! It's actually your job. We don't pay attention to these things in Russia. That's only in this country. Allergies. Allergies. Oh, gluten. If I wait in line 7 hours for peanuts, you're going to eat these peanuts. Parents are crazy. I made the mistake of allowing my mom in the hospital room with me as I'm having my children. Biggest mistake, because all she did was compare everything that I was going through in modern day America to what she went through having children in the USSR. Oh, you have baby in hospital. Excuse me, big shot. Big shot. I have baby on a bus. And I am driving this bus. Made the mistake of letting her in the hospital room. That was the mistake. Here's the thing. So the first kid, I did the drugs. Who did the drugs? Who did drugs? I tried not to because, you know, we live in Los Angeles where everyone's like, don't do the drugs during childbirth. Just take a deep yoga breath and do a warrior pose and just connect to the earth. That epidural came in the room and I was like, put it in my eye. Just put it directly in my cornea. And of course, course, my mom is in the corner of the room. Oh, you need epidural. Does the baby hurt you? Oh. I don't have drugs with you. You know what they give for me? They punch me in the face. This woman named Svetlana, she punched you in the face. And my epidural wore off in the middle of the whole labor. Yeah. So I told my husband, I go, hey, I think I need another epidural. And he said, those are kind of expensive. I said, you go find a Groupon for epidurals. The guy that does epidurals in the hospital, he's selling them up and down the hallways like he's at a baseball game. Epidurals! Get your epidurals! We make big people also. First kid, 10 pounds. Let's talk about it. Yeah, finally some respect up in here. That's right. You should react like that. What's up? 10 pounds. All right, I just peed when I did that. I just peed. I'm just going to stand still from now on. 10 pounds. Anybody got me beat? Anybody got more than 10 pounds? Do I hear 10, 1, 10, 1? Can I get 10, 1? Or how much did you... How much? She was tiny? What does that mean? Like 3 ounces? What do you mean? 5.5? My cousin had a baby right after me, 5.5 pounds. Totally fine and healthy though, right? Yeah. But she called me, my cousin, to commiserate. She called me afterwards. She goes, oh my gosh, I can totally relate. No, you can't. I could have had 2 of your babies. 2 of your babies. Just boom, boom, 2. I could have had your baby, put it back in, flipped it around, and had it again.
We're recording now.
Awesome.
Kira, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For just, first of all, I have been a fan of yours for quite some time.
What? How do you know me? You don't
since
know me.
Mom's Night Out, and then I worked backwards, and then I...
Wait, you have kids?
I have one. I'm one and done. I'm one and done. I miss sleep. He turns 5 next week.
Oh my gosh!
Cutest little guy ever. Right now he's getting into. Well, this is why I'm here, because I listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
One of them, and we'll get to both of them in a second.
Okay.
The Sultanovich Show. How did you come up with that name, by the way?
You know, that was not the name when I first started. I wanted to do fun, interesting. Podcast name. I called it the Mother Funny Show.
Nice.
Am I too loud in your thing?
No. We're good.
The Mother Funny Show, right? So I even went so far as to contact my attorney, who is a patent attorney, so knows about copyrights, about all the... She went, she looked it up, because the word mother and the word funny were separate, it was fine for me to move forward. I was going to get merch and just go crazy with it, right?
Yeah.
Well, at the time, speaking of Mom's Night Out...
You read my mind, because wasn't that there?
Yeah, so Nick Mom decided to do a hashtag called Mother Funny.
I remember that.
One word.
I remember
Mother
that.
Funny. And legally, I could keep the name, but they called me and kind of bullied me a little bit. They bullied me and they said, look, Nick is, part of the Viacom family. You don't want to mess with the Viacom family. Those would be terrible people to piss off, like mafia style.
Yeah. Oh.
And... The Viacom family, right? And I was like, all right, I guess I'm changing the podcast name. Wouldn't you know, Nick Mom no longer exists. Mother Funny was very short-lived, and nobody is even there anymore.
It was a summer.
Yeah.
It was a summer.
Yes.
I remember it because that summer, they had the Nick Mom thing. And
all these comics were doing
all the
spots
and
sets.
You can do... It turns off at 9.
Right.
And then
adult
stuff. Was adult, a club atmosphere.
Right.
And this is around the time I was in my head about being a dad, and I was all all right, let's just jump full on into being a parent before, when you have that weird duality where you're just my life is over.
I still have it.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. I sort of kind of, I've come to terms with it, because, like, I'm an adult, and then I'm like, on a day like today, this is where I live, where I'm just like, hey, remember that time I used to be cool? We're going to document that on via podcast.
Right, exactly.
So,
like, yeah, so it was called Mother Funny, and then I was like, you know what? I'll just change it. I don't want any trouble. I'm, like, not a drama person. Hi. Yeah, you can come in. And so I just said, all right, it'll just be my name. That way no one can give me a cease and desist.
Yeah.
And so it's just my name.
But one of the things I loved about, like, you, as not just a comic, because who are we kidding? We're at a comedy club. I just saw your set. You're still funny. You didn't change. I still laugh. It's still awesome.
But what do you mean didn't change? Like, no new jokes?
Here's what I mean.
No new jokes? Is that what you're trying to say?
Here's what I mean. No, I'm not coming down on you. It's just sort of like that, you know, that fanboy feeling that you get when you first see someone is like, oh, I'm into that, and then it fades over time after you've seen them in multiple, because you have a crazy work ethic, and that's kind of what I was getting at. I've seen you so many times, but I still get that same little, that hit that I've,
oh,
that first
nice.
Hit that I got when I first saw you.
That's very nice.
And, like, speaking of your crazy work ethic, I've not since then, it was Leno, like, you always were like that person on Leno where it wasn't necessarily just stand-up. You think you were the voice in the machine.
I did, yeah. I did a recurring voice for a photo booth, the kind that you see at, like, county fairs. This was at Universal Studios. Yep. You know, you go get your souvenir photos.
Right, right.
And it was all fake, and we would just mess with people inside the booth.
I mean,
and have some fun.
It was cool, and I remember, like, little segments. I know one you did with Jim Norton where you guys were have this. So, like, what I mean,
woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah,
that's what it was called. Yeah,
that's what it was called. So the hustle hasn't quit with you. And, like, when I bring up your podcast, like, I like listening to it because it's almost like, okay, this is a podcast about comedians who are also parents. And the world's, like, we talked about duality just a couple seconds ago.
Yeah.
And it's so much in there. And that's why I was just kind of like, I'm not a comic, but I do understand a lot of what you guys talk about. And a lot of what you guys kind of have to go through.
Yeah. I mean, I leave here. I have two more shows tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, I have another show tonight. Two more tomorrow. I go back home. And then I go to Vegas for a week and bring my kids with me.
But Vegas is now, like, family friendly now.
Yes. No, that's not the point.
Okay.
I am not on the road as a comic anymore. I'm on the road as a parent who happens to do shows at night in a comedy club in Vegas.
Oh, well, yeah, your mom, but mom got to, like, scoot out of here for, like, an hour.
Right. But when you're a comic and you're on the road, you have your day to yourself. You can write some new jokes. You can hang out. You take care of yourself. Oh, maybe I'll go hit the gym, have a brunch. Like, it's so much more just about, like, whatever you want to do during the day that just kind of feeds you.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's going to be, I got to feed the kids.
Wait, do you have that? Because, like, you're here. You're in Detroit right now. Well, Ann Arbor. But you're in the Detroit metropolitan area.
Right.
So when you're out, do you have that vibe where you just kind of like, I just kind of want to explore the city, or I just want to see some cool stuff, or is it just like, we're in a hotel, we're Netflixing it, I will see you.
Or
is a little bit of both?
It depends.
Okay.
Obviously, Ann Arbor is an easy place to go and explore.
Right.
I always try new food whenever I'm here.
Okay.
Always, because there's so much good stuff to eat. So, like, today I went to this Cuban place that's around the corner from the club, and tomorrow I'll go try another place, and I'll go, you know, I always like to try food here. Walk around, love to do that, but sometimes if you're stuck in Scratch Your Armpit, Arkansas, no offense if anyone is listening there, then I'm
great
just
population.
I'm just in my hotel room. That's it, because I don't want to leave.
Okay, it makes sense because you're in the middle of nowhere, and then it just turns into...
And the hotel's, like, off the interstate, and there's nothing to walk around to, and I'm just like,
that was
like,
the last time we saw Kira.
Yeah.
And, like,
and that's it. So I
you could probably get one more TV credit from, like, ID Discovery or something.
Sure.
Like, the last
next
time...
Next 48 saw, hours.
Exactly.
First 48 hours, whatever they're called.
Oh, man. Like, so how do you de-stress? Or is it a way where it's just sort of like the kids are gone? Do you do, like, a... Like... take a nap? I don't know.
I mean, if you want to know the truth, I'll tell you the truth.
Let's go.
I get naked with Koreans.
Excuse me? This is readily available wherever you go?
I mean, sometimes.
Please, elaborate.
That's what I do. If I'm traveling, like Detroit, maybe Ann Arbor, maybe in a surrounding, you know, suburb of Detroit.
Okay.
I bet you there is some sort of Korean spa.
Okay.
Where it's like real, for realsies, Korean.
Yeah, there is a few.
Yeah, there are a few, I'm sure.
Spas just, like, I can't get down with those because they just beat you up.
They're aggressive. I love that. I just want to be naked with Koreans all the time. That's all I want. And not like in a, like, oh, I want to touch you sexual way. Yeah. I just want to be naked with Koreans. And that's it. But that's my life.
All right, so there's one. I'm still with you.
I'm kidding. It's an obsession. It's a problem.
But
no, I'm not saying this to be funny. No, it's a addiction.
What do you mean by addiction and problem?
When you start lying to people, that's a problem.
Oh, who have you lied to about going to these careers?
Oh, I lie to people all the time.
Okay. Who was the better question? Who was the last person you lied to?
I haven't lied to my husband in a long time.
In a long time.
But there was a period where I didn't want him to know how often I was going to the Korean spas because it was like going to a dealer.
Really?
Yes.
So what did he say when he find out, or if he finds out?
He doesn't care, okay. But at the same time, people that don't understand the pleasure it gives me and the joy that I get from it, much like a drug addict or an alcoholic going to a bar, it's where I feel the most comfortable. I just want to be naked in a steam room, in a sauna, getting a massage, getting a scrub. There's clay rooms. There's a charcoal room. It's the best.
What about jacuzzis?
No, I don't mess with jacuzzis.
What's up with jacuzzis?
I don't know. I don't trust all those bubbles.
Okay, all right. Maybe it's a little extra in the mixture.
Yeah, I don't like it. Although I will do in Los Angeles where I live, and you know Palm Springs obviously is known for it, I will do mineral water. So if a Korean spa, which there is one in Los Angeles, has real mineral water from the ground that is pumped up,
so
yes.
If it shoots you on the ground, it's cool.
Yes. If someone's shooting it up with chlorine, not cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, no, makes sense. Yeah. Now, I have two questions
I
wanted to ask you based on my interactions of one of you mentioning you. I mentioned you when I got... Can I ask...
Who did you mention me to?
Okay, it was a podcast some change ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is around the time of your special. You did this to me.
Right.
Remember, I was on some I Want to Be a Parent kick, and I was like, you did that special. What were you, 7 months pregnant?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's the question I wanted to ask. Now, I watched you, and somewhere around that time... Ali Wong, and it was someone else. It was a bunch of pregnant ladies just all had specials. Like
It was just myself and Ali.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But we're focusing on you, though. I watched your special, and I was on these mics, how we're talking right now, and it was such an offhanded remark. I was just like, oh, man, I really like that special. It was Kira Sultanovic. She killed it. And that was it. End of statement, right? In the comment section on social media, there was this, like, Russian dude from San Francisco.
Okay, that's
and
where I
in
grew
all
up.
Caps.
Uh huh.
It just said Kira, and I'm yelling because that's how it came across.
I'm sure, they're very aggressive.
And this dude, in his avatar, San Francisco Giants jersey, the hat. He was just all things San Francisco, and I have no control about that. Do you know anything? What is the connection of you? I know you're from San Francisco.
Yes, maybe someone that
I know you're from there.
Know me,
but
yeah.
it was such a little remark for such a bigger response. If that makes sense,
right? Sure.
So,
well, that's nice.
Do you know that? I mean, it was all pleasant, but it was like in your face.
Yeah. Well, you know, it might have been a fellow Soviet like myself, and they just scream everything they say. So that might have just been, you know, my parents, I think, have all caps just locked on their computer. Like, that's how they email me.
Like, when you talked about the Soviets, especially if you go in Soviets and San Francisco, have you ever got that at a show where it's just a bunch of, we're rallying, this is our girl, Kira.
Well, you know, I was just in a small little suburb of San Francisco a few nights ago. I had a spot at the Throckmorton, shout out to Mill Valley.
Okay.
Great theater, and you know, a lot of Russians came out to see me, and they are pleasantly loud, which I thank you. Like, I like it. You know, sometimes they do heckle, which I have to tell them to just pump your brakes and take a knee and settle down. But, you know, they're supportive, which is nice. But I'll tell you, I did produce my own show in San Francisco a long time ago, maybe like, I don't know, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was actually upsetting because it was too many Russians. Too many. You can't have 80% Russians. You need the other, like, regular people to kind of balance it out.
So,
and yes, I'm calling.
What's the difference? I'm curious.
It's too much. It's too much. I don't know. I mean, it's just too much of my people. I can't have that many. I don't think it's healthy to have that many of one type of people in an audience ever.
Are they yelling during the show?
Haven't you ever watched, like, Def Jam and you see white people and you're like, okay.
Yeah, it's like sprinkled.
And you're like, oh, some Asians came out. That's nice.
Yeah.
It kind of gives them a little bit of like, oh, all right.
It's everyone's in on
this. Right, same thing. If you go and you go to George Lopez's show, it's, I mean, a lot of Latinos.
Yes.
But then you see some, again, you see some white people, some black people. You're like, oh, this is nice. If it's too many Russians, it's, I need to have, like, please give me a Filipino. Please. I am begging you right now. I'm just, please. Please give me, like, someone from Haiti or
just
Puerto Rico or something.
Yeah,
I need to balance out all these crazy Russians.
All right. The second thing I wanted to ask, and this kind of goes to your second podcast, Karen and Kira Can Read.
Karen and Kira Can Read.
This is not Reading Rainbow again.
No.
I understand you're literate. You read the email for us to interact in the first place. So we got that. But you can read energies.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is some, I really...
Some Russian gypsy.
I'm shy about. A, how did you find out?
Oh, yeah.
When
I was a kid, I found out when I was a kid, and I just kind of ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, like, something came up when I was a teenager, and I ignored it. And then again, like, in college, like, so I would have these moments where... Okay, here's an example. My best friend lost her cat.
Okay.
And this is up in San Francisco. And
shout out to San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I look like I got you with this
one. Yeah, Golden Gate Park, if you've heard of that. It's in the city. It's one of the largest man-made parks, I believe, in the country.
Okay.
Anyways. So she lives near Golden Gate Park, and she said, I lost... The cat's name was Scotch, because it looked like a butterscotch color. Okay.
Right.
I said, well, here's what you have to do. You have to go... There's a little bridge. You go underneath. You go to the left. And I told her exactly where to go in Golden Gate Park to find her cat.
Okay.
Don't ask me how I knew. I just knew.
Okay. Well...
So, but I would always push that aside and push it away because it is weird, right? I
mean, a little.
Even though there are television shows with people that, you know, they can do readings.
Who's my man, Stephen Edward something?
Edwards.
Something. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget his,
Yeah, crossing over. Like if,
okay.
Yeah,
there's that, and there's, you know, the New Jersey chick, New Jersey medium. There's been shows. There's Dionne Warwick. I mean, there's been stuff forever. But I always just kind of ignored it because... I don't know. I think it throws people off and it makes people uneasy, like as if I'm reading their minds. I'm not. I have to,
I got to be honest. I am not.
I
am kind of thinking that, right? What?
No, that's not how it works.
For my own thing.
Okay.
What energy are you getting from me now?
That's not how it works.
Okay.
All right. What I have to really literally do is focus on you and concentrate on you. It's not just like, can you imagine just every time I walked into a subway, I'm just like getting all these energies from people.
Okay.
I mean, they would just like, you would go mad, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like a first date. That's how I, here's what I tell people.
Okay.
Have you ever had a first date with someone and you meet up with them wherever it is? Let's say it's a restaurant or a coffee shop or a movie theater, whatever. And you're outside of the movie theater, and you're like, I'll meet you outside, and we'll go in, and it'll be our first date. And you see them, and right away you get a vibe.
Right.
Right away you get an energy reading from them.
Yeah.
Right away you kind of feel something. It's the same thing.
Okay.
I just take it a little bit further, and I take it just one step, you know, beyond that. But we all have that feeling. We all see someone.
Okay.
And you're not like, I mean, you're just reading people's energy. That's just what we do as humans.
Okay. I won't pass you about that anymore.
No. Oh, my gosh. I love talking about it.
It's a relatively new podcast, and
yeah.
You have seemingly had this power all your life.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, why did you wait this long?
Because Karen Rentowski.
Okay.
So she's a friend of mine, also a very funny comic.
Now, she gets down with the tarot cards.
Oh, my God. She's vegan. She's a ghost hunter. She has a dog psychic. I mean, she lives the life. She has crystals. She does, you know, she diffuses oil. I mean, she really lives this 100%. She's legit.
Okay.
And she was doing a tarot reading for me, and the Kira Sultanovich Show podcast, and I said, okay, I'll give you a reading too. She's like, what? Okay.
Okay.
And I gave her a reading, and it was very accurate, and I got all these letters. I got so many emails that didn't go into spam like yours.
Yeah.
I got all these letters like, that was the best podcast. I got tweets. People DM'd me. Oh, my God, that was so great.
Anybody
like,
from San Francisco?
Kira! It's all caps. And I thought, wow, I haven't even gotten this kind of response from my regular parenting podcast. And jokingly said to Karen, well, I have some bad news for you. I think we need to do a podcast where we give comics readings. And then we did it.
Oh, man.
And
it's been
fun.
Cool ever since. Little on the... I got to be honest. It kind of threw me a little bit, but I hung in there, and it's a lot of good comedy out of it. And it's a lot of, like, really? Like, when you...
Yeah.
The creepy part is when you or Karen says something, and then it's like, well, yeah, that did happen. And
yeah.
You hear whoever you're talking to give you that, like, affirmation that, oh,
right.
Yeah, that did happen.
Right, right, right.
And I'm like, okay.
That's why we want people to feel that way, to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe. And then yesterday, last night in Los Angeles, we had a follow-up live Karen and Kira Can Read, where one of the comics who was a guest, his name's Thomas Dale, he came on and told us that what we said happened and gave us a follow-up.
Okay.
And that's also awesome, because then, again, it just, you know, reassures us that what we're saying is resonating with people.
And you're the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be validated.
Here's the thing. For us to fake this would be such a waste.
Yeah.
Do you know how much effort you do? I'm saying to people listening,
right.
How much effort it is to produce a podcast?
It's a lot.
Time consuming? Usually you're not getting paid for it. You got to get equipment, set aside your time, travel, whatever, book guests.
Yep.
For us to do that and then not be legitimate would be such a waste. I have two kids.
Yeah.
I have a comedy career. I shoot television shows. It would be so ridiculous.
I see what you're
saying. What a waste.
It'd be a waste.
So just knowing that, like, it's legitimate. Okay. And we're having fun, and we just want to make people laugh. That's really my number one goal in life. Well, that and being naked with Koreans.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I understand we're encroaching that time. So
is that?
We're going to speed around this.
Okay.
We're getting at that time. So this is stuff what I like to call stuff I read on the internet.
Okay.
About you. You could just give me a yes or no question.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you're so quick and so smart, I only assume the answer is yes with your comedy. Did you get started in improv?
Yeah, I will say yes.
Okay.
Kind of.
I'm sure there's stories to all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Where? Just quick.
London.
Okay, London. All right, let's keep it going. stuff I read online. All right, you can still speak Russian.
Yes.
Right? You're Russian Drew from Ukraine.
Yes.
USSR, when they was really running it. So you can still speak Russian.
Yes, although when I went to Russia, my dad told me to stop talking because my Russian is so outdated.
Uh-huh.
Because we left, it was the late 70s, you know?
Right.
So when we left, my Russian now is what people sounded like back then. So I was walking around Moscow like, what it is, Jive Turkey? And like, you know, doing the disco duck and like, you know. So, yes, I do speak it, but it's pretty silly.
And you may embarrass your dad. Okay,
I did embarrass my dad.
Okay.
So many times.
You're a chaos magnet.
I am?
I'm only reading whatever it is. Like, you attract chaos in your life, wherever there's always some friction with you. It comes to you.
I feel like you're giving me a reading now.
I
don't know. Where did you read that?
Google. Oh. I mean, like, just little stuff. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know how to answer it. Maybe.
Okay. It's the internet. I don't think it's all real. That's why we say stuff we read on the internet or stuff we read online. You love terrible music.
Oh, my God. Where did you read this?
Google!
Oh, my God.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. What's terrible? Terrible to you might be not terrible to someone
what's
else.
What's the last thing you listen to? Now, we'll gauge if that's terrible.
I mean, you might be okay with it. Okay. I listen to 80s hip-hop.
Okay. We need names. We need names. What are we talking? Rakim? What are we talking?
I mean, yeah. Can I look on my phone?
Yes. Okay. There are no wrong answers.
I'll show you what my last thing on my phone was.
Okay.
I listen to whatever. Like, I have Eazy-E. It's so embarrassing because I'm so old. I have Eazy-E.
What's wrong with that?
Because I'm so old.
But it works.
I know. Let me show you what my...
Like, I talk about this all the time. I age out of music. The guys... Okay. I saw the Grammys.
Oh, this is what I was listening to. That's why I couldn't remember the name. Africa Bambaataa.
Africa Bambaataa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Searching for the perfect beat.
Was it Searching for the Perfect Beat?
Yeah.
It was?
I listened to, yeah.
So I got that right?
I have Boys in the Hood here. I have Slick Rick. Listen to Slick Rick.
These are all good choices.
Oh, I know. Two Life Crew is on here. Of course, Tone
The
Oak.
Answer is no then. You do
Public
not like terrible
Enemy,
music.
Run DMC. What else do I got? Africa Bambaataa. How do you say it?
Africa Bambaataa.
Looking for the Perfect Beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too Short. Yeah.
I haven't heard a bad one, so we're going to say no.
Okay. So I don't know. I mean, my husband does not listen to hip-hop at all. He's always like, oh, God. But it's 80s.
Okay.
That's as I'm old.
I'm
Beastie Boys.
I'm a child of
80s. Eric B. Rakim.
Yeah. See?
LL Cool J. Yeah.
Maybe I'm reading you because I totally guessed two of those. All right, we got two more and we'll let you go.
Okay.
Stuff I read online. You're a boxer.
Yes, but not. I mean, when you say it like that, it's like I've been in the ring.
Okay.
No, no, no. I just have been boxing for a long time, but just as like a very, very sad habit.
What do you mean?
Because I'm not fast. I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm only doing it for the workout. But I like to work out.
You're just punch it. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
It's awful. It's truly awful. I was really yelled at by coaches in high school because if we were playing, let's say whatever it was, you know, baseball, softball, whatever, and the other team was losing, I would give them pep talks.
What?
Yes. Like a runner would be on first. I was the first baseman, right?
Uh-huh.
First basewoman. And a runner would be on first, and they'd be down by three or four runs, and I would be like, don't worry, you guys are going to come up. I promise you, like, do not be upset about this. I can't take it when people lose. It's hard for me to watch the Olympics. It is hard.
Who do you root for? That's a good question.
Root for people just doing the best that they can do, and when someone has worked their entire life and has sacrificed everything, like, they don't have a real childhood. They don't have real friends.
Right.
They are at an ice skating rink or on a slope every single day, and then they go down the Olympics, and then they fucking go... Oh, can I swear?
Yes, you
oh, my
swear.
God. And they go down just a ski slope face first?
Yeah. Oh,
I can't take it.
Okay. That makes sense.
They flew to South Korea...
And only to
just
face
eat it.
Plant and then
I mean I can't. My heart. I go no. Like I just can't deal with people losing. I can't watch a Super Bowl.
Oh, I couldn't watch the Super Bowl. I can't watch it again. That was
I can't watch
pages.
Any Super Bowl or any World Series or any playoffs. My heart breaks.
So what are you preseason all day long? Or I mean like
yes,
when the games don't matter.
No season because the look of people. Losing, sitting there on a bench, and you can see like their family in the shot over their shoulder, and a basketball player sitting on a bench with his hands in his face. I just can't. I'm just like, I'm out. I can't. It's heartbreaking.
I don't have that.
I know. A lot of people don't.
Okay.
So my point is, I like to work out and box in a ring, because that's kind of fun and exciting for me.
Yeah.
And to play on the bell, so that, you're on the bell, so you're boxing.
Right.
And you take a break when you hear the bell, but not with anyone else, except for a trainer.
Okay.
So, do you know the Roach family?
Yeah.
Right. So, one of the Roach brothers, his name is Pepper Roach, is also a trainer.
Right.
And he trained me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because you're in Detroit, We have Kronk.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a rivalry type thing.
So. Wild Card is the gym in L.A. The Roach brothers. And one of the brothers, I think, passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And last question. We'll get out of you here. I didn't see it, but I'm asking you.
Okay.
And you're special. You did this to me.
Yes.
Did you pee?
The whole time.
Really?
The whole time.
I watched that whole special. And I was just like, this is totally made up. It's just haters online.
Nope. Well,
you think that right on? Dude, you.
I forgot to go to the bathroom.
Obviously.
Before we started shooting. Because I produced that as well, and I had to stay hydrated. I was pregnant, so I'm running around. I have to stay hydrated. That's so important. It's important for anybody.
Right.
And next thing you know, it's like, all right, it's time to shoot. And I'm backstage. It was too late.
You're mid-joke?
And I'm pregnant.
Wait, yes, you were pregnant. We established that, but you were mid-joke on stage and just let loose? Or?
Well, here's the thing. Everyone thinks it was like a big gush. No, it was just like, every time I said a word, pee came out. I'm sorry, that's just the truth.
Okay. I have a kid.
It's unfortunate. It's just a weird fact about my special. I have a lot of weird facts about my special.
Can you give us one more?
Yes, I can. As black people, you'll appreciate this. Orange County does not have a lot of black people there. I was shooting in Orange County, in San Juan Capistrano, and I told my producers specifically, because we were shooting on Mother's Day.
Okay.
So I delivered my child July 2015. I shot the special May 2015.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm very, very pregnant. It's Mother's Day. I don't want young children in the front row.
Okay.
The one black couple that came to my show, and I know they're fans, because it's not like black people are just walking around San Juan Capistrano.
Okay.
So they are fans.
Uh-huh.
Brought their 18-month-old baby to my show and sat in the front row for a television taping. And the baby is crying. And the baby is talking. The baby is saying, Mama. And I'm a parent at this point because I already have my older child.
Right.
So I'm not like hating on you. How can I tell the one black family to get out?
I'm pretty sure we have read some more stuff on the internet.
How? I cannot. I cannot. Especially since, as you see by my playlist on my phone, I love black music. I went to an all-black high school. So
I'm a black guy. You're hanging with me.
You're a black guy. You're a black woman here. I have, you know, I have a Latino husband whose mother just found out that she's, you know, because Latinos in Puerto Rico are also...
Yeah.
It's a different... flavor of Latino.
We went.
You know.
Oh, I saw.
So it's like, I don't have, but I cannot tell the one black family go to the back of the room.
I wish you would.
Yes.
I wish you would.
Exactly. So here I am. So that's another fun fact about my special. And just so people know that I'm fully aware that Ali Wong shot a special pregnant as well.
It's not a diss towards Ali Wong or anything.
No, and it's fine. And I wish her the best. And it's important that female comics are working and are seen, but I shot mine way before she even had her baby.
Okay.
I had my baby already before she even shot hers.
Got it.
So I did all mine before. So I don't want people to think like, oh, you stole her idea because she had Netflix billboards. I did not. Mine was all self-produced.
Yours was, if memory serves me right, I remember seeing it on Amazon.
It's on Amazon. It was on Hulu. Mm-hmm. It's on, oh my gosh, what's the other one?
Voodoo.
It's on everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Epix is another one.
Epix.
But just to make the record clear that...
I don't think anyone had that feeling that you were
biting.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I read that energy.
Of course. Exactly. You read that energy. Of course people did, because two specials came out. Mine came out first, but only like a week before hers, not even.
Yeah, it was around that time.
Yeah, it was right the same week.
I saw yours, and it had to be within a week, 2 weeks.
A week.
And my thought was, oh, okay, this is the new thing. Pregnant women just getting on stage. Like, because comedy usually comes in waves of whatever is hot.
Right.
I didn't know there. I thought there was just going to be a wave of pregnant women just on stage.
Yeah.
I thought that was the wave.
Sure.
And I could think that, sitting on my couch,
sure,
flipping through two very funny ladies.
And that would be fine, too, because women need to be represented in stand-up, so I would be okay with that.
And that's why I wanted to have you, and this is how we dovetail this, I wanted to have you here, because not just because you're a woman, because you're a comic first, who just so happens to be a woman.
I know. That's the thing, is... no one would ever bring you up on stage,
okay,
saying, are you guys ready for a black guy? Never.
Wait, am I in San Juan Capistrano? Like, well, where am I?
You are not in San Juan Capistrano, okay, for sure. But as a female comic, I get brought up on stage all the time. Are you ready? They're preparing the audience.
I always hate it for, like, your next comedian.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
dude, are you ready? And like, what do they have to get ready for? You don't ask if they're ready for an Asian dude.
Yeah. It's always that guy in the audience. Is she funny? Well, put her
that's
on stage.
That's all that matters. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's my pleasure. I'm digging in my purse looking for hand moisturizer.
Okay. But this is not the last time, because I know there's some stories.
That sounds like a threat.
No. Well, I mean, this can't be the last time, because I know it's a lot more stories. And we only scratched the surface, but you got a job to do. We do too.
Yes, second show.
Thank you so much, Kira.
My pleasure. All right. I try to get as much sleep as I can, but my husband, I use that term loosely, buyer's remorse. Listen, what am I going to do? I'm going to leave him? Like, I have time to shave my legs for somebody else. I'm stuck. Whatever. It's fine. I'm fine. It'll do. I told him, I go, look, I had a 10-pound baby. You broke it. You bought it. I'm not... He snores, right? So for some reason, I take it personally. I feel like when he snores, he's doing it like it's a personal attack. Like he's trying to break my spirit. Like Chinese water torture. You know, drip, drip, drip. But instead, it's just... I don't even think he's asleep half the time. I think he's like, his eyes are halfway closed, and he's like, and he has different types of snores. Some of them are like an 84 Chevy, you know, just like he's flooding the engine. And then other times he sounds like a sick elephant. Or it's not even just a snore, it's more just like a... What end is that coming out of?
There you have it, some stand-up comedy and a great interview. It was just a good talk with the lovely, the great Kira Sultanovic. Please check her out on Twitter at Twitter, IG at Kira Comedy, and you go to her website at KiraComedy.com. I feel as though we only scratched the surface, so I'm saying this on this podcast right now. I welcome her back one more time, because I'm pretty sure it's something, and I would love to sit down with her in a longer form. We could really get down, because she reads energy, but I read some energy too. And I feel that I only scratched the surface with such a great human being. Before we get out of here, one thing I do want to do, over the Valentine's Day, holiday, I guess, or whatever, I got a chance to run into my girl, Lisa Davis of Lisa D's Divine Treats. Now, I she used to have a shop in Ferndale, but she went digital. She's online now. Nah. You can catch her wherever she want. Lisa D Divine Treat is a chocolate, well, I want to say just treats, handmade gourmet chocolates and popcorn, and it's always fire. Let me give out her details. You can go to D, the letter D, DivineTreats.com. or you can hit her up on Facebook and Instagram at Lisa D's Divine Treats. And I will make sure I tag her in this podcast, because she came with that heat. Chocolate truffles. She had the almond nut clusters. The reason I'm hyping her up, because that's my girl. First, call it nepotism, call it whatever you want. But she came with that. She came with that heat this Valentine's Day. And one thing she usually makes, if you request it, it's fire. I love it. It is chocolate covered bacon. Yeah, I know. All the fatties who listened to this, myself included, was like, what? I gotta be honest. Is as good as it's all the joys of crispy bacon with chocolate and there's a little bit of caramel sprinkled on it. I had to give her a shout out, mainly because, I don't know if you could tell, I'm eating something right now. A lot of chewing going on while we're doing this. And that's my girl. I rocks with Lisa, and she's awesome. So that's it. That's my shout out. It's not, I felt compelled to do that because I just felt compelled to do that. Anyway, that's it. Please reach out to her. DDivineTreats.com. So there we go. Another podcast in the books. As for myself and everything revolving around the Just Talking with Sam podcast, you can always hit us up at our website at samshownation.com. That is samshownation.com. On Instagram and Facebook, I am Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking, Just Talking with Sam. Also, the Gmail is Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking, @gmail.com. And you can talk to me personally on Twitter at SamShow11. I want to thank the great Kira Sotanovich for coming in, making us laugh, and we just had a genuine time. And please check out her podcast. That is the Kira Sotanovich Show, and Karen and Kira can read. So that's it for right now. We will see you guys next week.